Oh wow, this is wild. Canaan Inc., a Bitcoin mining hardware maker, just reported its best quarterly performance in 3 years, yet their stock price tanked. It's like they're winning the race, but the crowd is booing. What's going on here?
Exactly. Their Q4 2024 earnings showed a massive year-over-year revenue jump, driven by Bitcoin's rising price and miners scrambling for rigs. It's a rare bright spot in a crypto market that's been all over the place.
That's right. This could signal a real turnaround for the industry. Investors are starting to see hope, right?
Absolutely. But here's the kicker. The market didn't care. Shares plummeted to 56 cents, way below the $1 minimum NASDAQ requires for listing.
Oh no, that's a huge red flag. If they don't fix this, they could get delisted, which would be a disaster. Their financial health is getting drowned out by rules and market panic.
Exactly. Now Canaan has to juggle two things: keeping their operations strong in a tough crypto climate and getting their stock price back up. It's a tightrope walk.
This is so intense. It's a reminder that even if a company is doing well, public markets can be fickle. The stakes are high for Canaan.
A glimpse of strength in a challenging market.
Let's zoom in. Canaan's Q4 report was a rare win in a crypto mining sector that's been hit hard. Their revenue shot up, proof they're adapting to the market's ups and downs.
Right. The growth was fueled by Bitcoin's price surge and miners needing more efficient hardware. It's a win-win for them.
That's huge. As Bitcoin's value goes up, miners want better rigs to maximize profits. Canaan's products are in demand, which is a sign of recovery in the industry.
Absolutely. This uptick in sales not only boosted their revenue, but also hinted at a shift in the industry's direction. Investors are starting to see potential.
But the market didn't celebrate. Despite the financial gains, their stock price fell sharply. It's like the market is saying, not so fast.
Exactly. The numbers look good, but the market skepticism is real. Investors aren't focused on the fundamentals. They're worried about compliance and volatility.
This is a big problem. It shows that for crypto companies, regulatory hurdles and market uncertainty often overshadow short-term wins.
The $1 delisting deadline looms large.
The real issue is NASDAQ's $1 minimum bid requirement. Canaan stock is at 56 cents, way below the threshold. If they don't meet it by July 2024, they risk delisting.
That's a make-or-break moment. The delisting deadline is July 2024, and the recent sell-off has pushed them further from compliance. It's a self-fulfilling cycle of fear.
This is so stressful. To avoid delisting, they need to stabilize their stock price at $1 or higher for 10 consecutive days. It's not just a number. It's a test of their ability to regain trust.
Right. The current price of 56 cents is a huge gap. Their options are limited, but a reverse stock split might be a last-ditch effort.
But that's risky. A reverse split could make investors think they're desperate, not strong. It's a tricky move.
Exactly. Alternatively, they could raise capital through equity or debt, but that might dilute shareholder value. It's a tough balancing act.
This is a huge crossroads for Canaan. They need to focus on both their operations and their stock price. One slip up and they're out.
What's next for the miner? Canaan's path forward needs a dual strategy. First, they have to leverage the current Bitcoin mining boom.
Right. With Bitcoin's price rising and demand for rigs increasing, Canaan has a chance to solidify their market position. But they'll need to innovate relentlessly.
Absolutely. Investing in R&D to make their rigs more efficient will keep them competitive. That's how they sustain growth long term.
and they need to stabilize their stock price. The delisting deadline is a ticking clock, so they can't afford mistakes.
Exactly. A reverse stock split might be an option, but it's not a silver bullet. They'll need to explore other avenues, like equity offerings or debt, to restore confidence.
This is a high-stakes game. Kanan's ability to execute both strategies will determine their survival. It's a test of resilience in a volatile market.
And it's a reminder for all crypto companies. Operational success alone isn't enough. They have to navigate regulatory and market risks with equal care.
What a roller coaster. Kanan's story is a perfect example of how the crypto space is both thrilling and terrifying. Stay tuned for what happens next.